Blog Talk Radio.
Time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access the divine connection and can become whatever it is we wish to become. Join me today for a fun and energetic hour of connection where we will gain inspiration, clarity, and a little push towards the path to the divine soul purpose. Callers are welcome, and I'm always available for readings. So come on in, relax, and allow me to be your spiritual wake-up call.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. This is Pam Heath. I'm Angel's sister. Today is Mother's birthday.
Okay.
And she's our mother to a birthday breakfast, so I'm going to engineer the show for you. How are you?
I'm fine. I am fine. I thought this show was starting at 10, which would be 2 o'clock in Georgia, so my apologies.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock here was our time, and you were going from your time. Okay, I got you. All right, well, you're
okay,
on
cool.
air right now, and right now we don't have any
okay.
callers, but I would love to have you talk a little bit about your process. It's my understanding that you are, first of all, your name is Mary, and how do you pronounce your last name, Ursus?
Ursus. Yes,
okay,
that's correct.
Okay, good. You're an energy healer and a reader and an intuitive, and from what I understand, you have a fourth energetic art shop, and I'd like to hear you speak a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I am very proud of a gift that has been given to me that actually came to me after my father passed away in 2010. And my business is Life Force Energetic Art. It is art that is consciously creating a positive emotional connections for the viewer. It's a positively powerful energy in each piece of the art that I offer on my website, which is Life Force Energetic Art. I know you're very aware that Angel is the owner of a piece of print of one of my pieces called Loving
yes.
Presence, and it had a tremendous effect on your mother and helping her heal from some issues she was having. So that was a wonderful testimonial from Angel that I received a couple months ago, and I hope your mother is continuing to do well.
Actually, she's out for breakfast this morning for her birthday, and she is feeling energetic and enthusiastic. And there's a picture posted on my sister's Facebook. She looks wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, good. Good, because I'll look at Facebook and see for myself and feel how she's doing. But that's one of the unique qualities of the artwork that I do, in that it is a personal tool for self-healing. The energy vibrations of the colors do impact our bodies energetically. And I really believe that the more you become familiar and your listeners become familiar with the 7 chakras of our energetic field, we become to know ourselves and better understand our own energetic bodies. Each of our 7 chakras, I'm sure you are aware, have a corresponding color that follows the colors of the rainbow, starting with red down at the bottom of your spine, working up through orange, the sacral center, yellow, the solar plexus, green, the heart chakra, blue, your throat chakra, which I'm going to talk a little bit about today, and then indigo, the third eye, and violet or white as your crown chakra. So as our listeners become to know the energies of our 7 chakras, we also have to appreciate that what goes on with us during the day continue to change our energies, we move through the day and experience whatever the normal daily stresses are. And my art can provide anybody a visual tool to help them balance their energetic field and to help balance their emotional self. So that's really important with art, because it does affect anyone that can open themselves and attune to it. It can have physical effects, mental effects, and spiritual effects with anyone who views the art. I like to also let our listeners know, excuse me, that I currently am offering a free archival acid-free mat on select sizes of my artwork and free shipping on all of my orders. So, and until, well, through January 31st, listeners that are interested in 50% off an intuitive reading, I have that available also on my website. My intuitive readings come from tapping in to a person's heart chakra. I always ask permission for the person to let me feel their heart chakra, because I absolutely believe that's how we connect with our state of our Christ conscious or divine source. And so energetically, after I connect with a person's heart chakra, I feel like that the messages I get to share with that person come from a pure source of the Christed energy. And so, as I was saying, and through January 31st, I'm continuing to offer my New Year's package of 50% off of an intuitive reading. So my website is lifeforceenergeticart.com, and artwork and intuitive readings can be accessed at, through there. And so I hope that gives you a little bit of insight with what I do with the art. It's clearly something that, as far as a vision, I would have never expected my art to go in the direction that it has. And I feel very blessed to offer this art to so many people to help them in any way that can best benefit them. So
I want
to offer just, oh, good. Well, and I think you probably have seen the one piece that Angel put in your mother's bedroom.
Yes, I did see it up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. How did it make you feel?
I was very happy because of my mother's, apparently her reaction to it was really positive. I know that last year she struggled with her health quite a bit, and we were all on edge because we were worried and concerned about her. And when I was up there, she did a complete turnaround, and she was enthusiastic. She was well. And she was glowing, really. And I'm astonished at the complete turnaround in her health.
Now that's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I get more comments from people right now about energetic exercises that I share on my website. And also through Facebook, because I make every effort to post a different breathing energetic exercise, something very simple, once a week on my Facebook business page also. But let me just talk a few minutes about understanding, again, I'm going to talk about the seven chakra centers. And again, the energy changing throughout the day, that the most simple energetic exercises can help anyone balance themselves during the day. Now, why is that important? To me, the most beneficial factor, side effect, benefit of doing simple energetic exercises to balance your chakra centers is to help bring calm. We don't want to experience, well, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but the stresses that we accumulate just from moving throughout our day, some people hold on to stress longer because of a situation that might be upsetting to them. The more stress that a person holds on to, the higher the probability that it can create a sense of dis-ease or illness. And honestly, I have found that these simple energetic exercises can help so much with, again, your emotional state, your mental state, and your spiritual state. I practice energetic exercises at least every morning and before I go to bed, before I go to sleep. Sometimes during the day because of a situation, even if I'm in traffic, I mean, there any time you can stop for just a second and consciously breathe in energy that you're asked for, it's going to help balance you. And sometimes the least little thing can become upsetting, and using balancing exercises can hopefully help you remember to bring that peace back into yourself. There are very few things in life that are really necessary to get that stressed over that it becomes upsetting to you. So if you are willing, I'd like to share a very simple exercise that I plan for today, just to give the viewers an idea of how simple an exercise can be. You ready?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right. And it's been since November that I wasn't able to participate in the talk show in December with all of you wonderful listeners. So I want to first just mention that I absolutely believe that the first thing that you should do any time that you begin working on healing energy, asking for healing energy, is to thank your divine source for providing you this healing energy. And I don't know what a divine source is to all people. God is very simply my divine source, my Trinity. But a very simple thank you to begin the exercise. And after we do that, then we want to, today, I'm going to ask us to slowly breathe in the color blue through our nose. Just very simply, the pure color blue, a very slow breath in through your nose, and hold that color, hold your breath, feel that color blue, and then slowly begin releasing it through your mouth. Next, slowly breathe in the color yellow through your nose. This is the healing energy of yellow that you're asking for. Hold it. And then slowly release your breath from your mouth. This can be done with blue and yellow several times. But as you feel that saving this energy, you ask for it. I'm picking the colors today, and I have a purpose for that. But the next thing that I like to do is be still. And as I'm continuing to breathe and asking you, the listeners, to continue to breathe, I want you to visualize that you're moving the pure blue energy from your throat chakra down to your solar plexus, which is at your belly button. And I want you to visualize looping it back up to your throat chakra. So you have created a moving field of energy from your throat chakra to your solar chakra back up, looping it back up and down. And I want you to begin feeling how this energy flow is making you feel emotionally balanced. And I'll give you just a second for that. It's okay to feel it. It's okay to visualize it, however you need to sense what you're experiencing. And as you're ready, I want you to come back to a regular rhythm of breathing and always thank your divine source for the gift of this healing energy. Now, the purpose of this energetic exercise or any conscious energy exercise is to place yourself in an emotional state of balance and calm. Any stress you're energetically experiencing will be relieved. When you do this, you're allowing your divine source to bring the healing energy that you need into your body. A lot of times I share with my Facebook following and also on occasion here at Spirit Talk, very simply to ask your divine source to provide you the color of healing energy that you need. And today I picked consciously blue because of communication and what we're talking about today. And then the solar plexus and the energetic color of yellow always acts as a balance to anything that is going on with communication with your throat chakra. So what you have, you listeners have done today is created a sense of balance between your communication and working on what it is that you need to possibly bring forward to yourself with creative thoughts, your self-will, and a good time for listening to yourself and communicating to yourself about what's going on with you. This leads me to, I thought about this a lot after the beginning of the year, and the year 2018 is a very special year for all of us. When the numbers of this year are added together, they equal the master number of 11. Now, oddly enough, this number carries a vibrational frequency of perfect balance. Wow, how awesome is that?
That's awesome.
When you see, it is, and I don't know how many folks, of course, I don't know how many folks peddle a little bit with numerology. I don't get into it heavily, but over the years I've studied some components of numerology, and, you know, I like to keep my life simple with, for example, the numerology of 2018. The master number 11. I had several friends have birthdays on January 11th, and I just went, oh my goodness, what a special day, a special year for you to bring perfect balance into your life. And they were tickled. Yep. I'm not sure they quite knew what I was talking about, but they were tickled. It was like, oh boy, yay, 11, I'll take it.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you are available or open to it, but you do have a caller.
Okay. Let me finish just one other comment I have about the number 11.
Okay.
Because with this number being significant for this year, I really want to encourage our listeners to take time when they see the number 11 and use that as a little sign that it might be time to check where they are with their energetic balancing. And so a simple energetic exercise in the car, at work, et cetera, and when you see the number 11, again, use that as just a little reminder, okay? Am I in balance or am I out of balance? And then what do I need to do personally to help with that balance? And so here we are in the first month of a master number year, and this is a very special time to focus on your vision for this year. And I don't know how many folks have thought about that, but ask yourself, what is it do you want to do for yourself? Is it your time to be reflective and thoughtful? And is it your time to listen to what your intuitive self wants you to help bring forward to you to help you realign and reaffirm and rebalance yourself? All this can be very possible with the power of this year and symbolizing our master number 11. And I'm a firm believer in little signs that we've been given to help us anytime during the year or for a year, but just can't express enough how valuable this year is going to be for all of us, for creating new vision, to listening to our intuitive selves, and creating that sense of balance in our lives that many of us probably forget how important it is for us to have. So if I'm ready for my caller, if you're ready to give them to me.
All right, just a moment. There she is. Hi, you're on the air live with Mary Yusick. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Perfect. My name is Andrea. My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you guys?
Welcome. I'm fine.
Welcome.
I very much am number 11. I see 11-11 constantly, or I'll just turn to be 8-11, 9-11, 10-11, whatever 11.
Good. Good.
It's
everywhere. Take advantage of it this year. 11.
Even last year I started seeing it. So I have a picture of it was like not. I was like November 11th. I have a picture of 11-11 at 11-11, 11 p.m. and 11 a.m.
Okay. That's great. Did you take advantage of this opportunity to? I don't know if you meditate or not.
I always thank you. I just say thank you, universe. Whenever I see it, I just have a smile on my face, like thank you. So you just have to manifest good things of that time.
That's Andrea. That's great because bringing joy into your life with something as simple as 11 is certainly an energetically balancing exercise. Joy brings balance to your energetic field. Now, do you have a certain question that you would like to get information on today from me?
Well, about a month ago, I just got back from a trip I went to New York City and to Florida, tried out for a TV show. So I was just wondering, do you see this in the next call coming in the month of February and the journey continuing? Because I do.
Okay, great. I need to ask you, Andrea, first, would you give me permission to connect with your heart chakra energy?
Oh, sure.
Thank you so much. And the reason I asked for permission, Andrea, is because I believe the heart chakra is everyone's direct connection to their divine source, their Christ energy. And I want to... I want you to appreciate that I'm going to give you the best response I can based on what your Christ self is telling you and what you're preparing yourself for.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I absolutely sense that you have started this creative journey and have been working on it for some time.
Yes.
The power of positive thought and communication with those that you're working with or connecting with in this field for television is moving in a nice rhythm right now. I don't see any hiccups. And
go ahead.
If you're asking about February in particular, I don't sense any kind of problem. The communication and your goal continuing, because you have already created with yourself this rhythm of movement to reach your goal. Communication, being thoughtful and reflective with what you're going to prepare to say before you interact with the next group of folks is going to be very valuable to you. Building upon, and so what I'm getting from you is that building upon your belief structure, not listening to theirs, but building upon your belief structure in what you're going to be saying to the next group of people, and I'm not sure what state that's going to be in, is going to benefit you more than trying to research 100% of and spend 100% of your time talking to them about what they're all about. They need to know what you are about, what your belief structure is, why you are solid with what it is that you have to offer, and why what you offer to them can have such a benefit to their increasing their audience numbers and participation in whatever programming you're wanting to do for them.
I tried out for Mary's Got Talent, so I can't sing, but I actually perform music and sign language, and everybody loves what I do. So this is, I just believe that this is the year I'm finally going to get on the TV show. Like, you talk about numerology numbers. My numbers are 187, and my birthday this year is 11718.
Uh-huh. Wow. All right.
And before I left to Florida, I mean, if you don't pay attention to your signs, you have to pay attention because the universe is giving you a sign. I literally turned my head to go into the supermarket. The car to the left is California. The car to the right is Florida, right next to each other, because the next round is in California.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, your intuition is working really, really well. I'm just guessing that you heard me walk everybody through this little energetic exercise that I created for today. When you're working on your breath and asking for a particular color of healing energy, and I feel that you're very open to that, the moment that you decide to be calm, Andrea, is a perfect time for you to ask for what it is that you need to hear the most. That's when you tap into your intuitive self. It's like your intuitive self is really, it's your best source of information. because it's always guided by the divine energy, and it's not going to lead you astray.
Oh, no, no, it's not.
Doing positive energy balancing exercises just help assure that, and always, again, starting with a thank you with your divine connection, your divine source.
Oh, yes, there's always a thank you. After I see my son, there's always a thank you, a gratitude. Thank you for, there's always one. You have to.
Okay. The only other thing that I am picking up that could be a benefit to you today is I'm not sure how big you're going with your auditions, and any direction that you feel like you're being led to is great. I just want to also ask you to pay attention to what smaller opportunities might lead into your path, because one or two smaller opportunities could end up taking you much bigger than auditioning for a big opportunity and
right.
not having the results that you want.
Right, exactly. No, I'm exploring every opportunity that I can.
Okay, great.
Yep.
All right. Well, blessed be to you.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait to see you on TV.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I will be on there. Trust me.
Great. What you ask God for, be specific. He's going to provide it for you. So.
Well, exactly the words on my vision board. It says, "I am the winner." Because if you're too ambiguous in the universe, anybody could be the winner. But if you keep saying "I am," then it's this a specific question and answer.
Very good, because I'm sure you're aware a lot of us waste our own time by asking God very general questions, and it's very difficult to get the answer that we really want because we're not specific with what our
intentions
are.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And pay attention. When you get the sign, pay attention. I had gone to a job interview a couple of days ago, and the two cars right next to each other had Florida and New York City, New York and Florida license plates. Those are the two audition states I went to. I mean, it's not a coincidence. They happen to be side by side.
Yeah. And you said you just had the opportunity to pay attention to Florida and California. Are you in California now?
No, I'm actually in Virginia. So what are the chances of seeing a license plate from New York City or Florida, or first of all, right next to each other, for that matter? It's not a coincidence. It's a sign, universe saying that this is it. So, but if you don't pay attention, you don't pay attention, and you miss it.
Absolutely. You should be teaching a course on manifesting miracles in your life.
Well, I was adopted. My birth mother is a psychic, so I do get some of her abilities from her. I've kind of like learned to tap in it. I actually can vision things in my head. I see things, and I actually feel things. So I've learned to, but really for my own, and not for really a lot of other people, but I should. People say I should be out there doing what you guys do. I'm not as good as some people, but I'm not bad. Like, I know
there
things. I don't know why I know things. I just know things.
Wow, certainly a gift. I hope you get on my website and lifeforceenergeticart.com and enjoy my artwork. I think you'll really enjoy what I do from my perspective of tapping into God's love and energy.
I will do that. I will check it out. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a blessed day, Andrea. Thank you for
you
calling.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. And you do have another caller. Is it okay for me to put them on?
It certainly is.
Okay, just a moment. You're on live with Mary. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly. How are you? This is Kelly. How are you, Kelly?
Do you hear her, Mary? Because I can't hear her.
Can
you hear me better?
I can't.
Can you hear me now? Hi,
yes.
This is Terry. How are you today?
Is it Terry?
Yes.
T-E-R-R-Y or T-E-R-R-I?
I-E.
I-E.
T-E-R-R-I.
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah. Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, Terry. I hope you're doing great, and thank you for joining us on the talk show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes. We've been talking about the year 2018 as a master number 11 year,
mm-hmm.
and how this year can has a powerful vibrational frequency to help us all bring balance into our lives.
Yes.
And I'm excited today, Terry, to ask you what I can help you and give you guidance on today.
Okay, I would like guidance in regards to career. What do you pick up for me?
All right, career. All right. Terry, would you give me permission to tap into your heart chakra energy, please?
Please, yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, Terry. As far as the... Your question is a little bit broad with career, but I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up from your source, your divine source. First of all, the most important thing, I've just picked up a purple colored pencil. A lot of times I'll use the color energy of colored pencils to help me translate God's message that he's communicating to you. But the color purple is, to me, is significant to you right now because your career, next career, whatever you're working on, I believe it's a change coming in, has got to be you're bringing something forward to you into your life that has going to be more purposeful and more meaningful than any other work that you have participated in.
That's true.
This is an opportunity for you to really follow your intuition and pay attention to what your spiritual guidance is telling you to
yes.
follow. It's so important for you to be happy with this next opportunity that you're bringing forward to you.
Yes.
If
I agree,
you
yes.
have not been, if go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. Are you thinking what you're saying? I agree.
Okay. You have an opportunity. For whatever reason, this is coming your way. What
Ooh.
You have the opportunity to be doing something highly creative and very different from what your norm is.
Yes.
With the next position that you're looking for. It's financially going to be very lucrative for you.
Mm-hmm.
It will provide you a tremendous amount of financial stability. I'm not saying that you could be rich overnight, but as
yes.
far as stability and being happy with
mm-hmm.
being creative in a different way, is what's going to be extremely valuable to you.
Yes.
So I'm picking up three things. Follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Use prayer. Be very specific with what you're asking for because you
yes.
are the one that is bringing your next career path forward for you.
Yes.
And be open to a highly creative opportunity that you're not necessarily, would not necessarily find comfort with, but it will become very comfortable to you. And and again, the fact that it's going to bring harmony into your life and a financial benefit for you is what I'm picking up. Now, I don't know if you want to share a little bit about what you're thinking about doing, but what you're doing, what you're bringing into your life right now is going to be something different. And I would predict that you're going to have this opportunity open to you within the next 6 months.
Nice. Yes. I actually plan on going back to grad school. So I'm just waiting for a decision. So far, the school have reached out to me to request for more additional paperwork, which I have just submitted it. So I 100% believe that I'm getting accepted. And if so, I'll be starting in September.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
What I want to encourage you to do, if being accepted into grad school is wonderful. Stay focused on what the outcome of getting that degree is going to bring forward to you.
Yeah.
It's all working together. Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay, Terry.
Thank you
so much for calling in today, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Same to you, and thank you so much, and I'll do a follow-up call with you to let you know how I'm doing. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you do, because I will be here the fourth Sunday of every month.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have another caller, if you're available.
I am.
Just a moment. Hi, you're on the air live with Mary. Who's this?
Hi, Mary, and hi, Harris. I'm sorry I didn't get your first name. This is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Thanks for putting me in.
Hi, Mandy. Well, Mandy,
yes,
I would like to ask permission to tap into your heart chakra energy, please.
Sure thing. Thank you for asking, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I almost rushed. I always ask the question, and you may have heard me tell the other callers. I believe that's so important because by doing that, you give me permission to tap into your Christed energy,
right.
Your connection with your divine source. And I just immediately have picked up that you're wanting to talk about something very clearly to me, and I'd love to know what your question is so I can help you.
Thank you. I certainly hope you can. It's about my baby's father. His name is Chad. And we just recently, last week, saw him for the first time for some time. He had got himself into a situation, so he didn't have more or less his freedom to see us in the physical. So, but yet I wouldn't say the visit went good, or I wouldn't say it went bad, you know. And, but yet I haven't heard from him since the fact. So I guess just any type of clarity. He's in a halfway house, to be honest with you. But he had gotten a cell phone. He showed me it. And when leaving, he said he'd call me. This was Thursday, and obviously it's Sunday. That may not seem a long time to you, but if you knew more of the overall situation, you would know why.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the way that I do. So, again, I don't know if he you know, if something went on at the halfway house, if he didn't have phone, hasn't had phone privileges, or if he's just not calling for a specific reason. So just, so any type of clarity with that and when we would hear from him verbally or see him in the flesh.
Okay. It's really important, Mandy, that communication be very clear and specific when you do hear from him. I'm honestly am not picking up that a regular communication with him is really what you want in your life right now.
Right.
You're the one that can right.
I'm sorry, Ben.
You're the one that can go ahead.
I'm the one what? I'm sorry.
Okay. Again,
you said
I'm not picking
up. I was the one. Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Okay. So let's go back to what we were just talking about. That you're really, I'm picking up. You're feeling that you are glad that he has communicated. You are clearly thankful that he is progressing to a positive place. You're not clear at this point as to how much you really want him to be involved in your life. The question about the child is probably concerning you more than anything. Is there a possibility that he could become a significant positive influence in this child's life?
Yeah.
All of it.
Go ahead. I would ultimately like to see consistency between him and I, and the child and him and I. And for my own self being and my child, I would like to give it another chance. And then I'd know in my heart, I'd be content if it didn't work this time. You know, I would have no regrets and always be able to look my son in the eye, you know, again, with no
right.
regrets. So again, but I don't want to have Mary a false hope. I can't do inconsistency. I can't, like right now, not knowing why he hasn't, or at least a 5-minute call after not seeing us for 10 months. But of course, he was incarcerated. He couldn't be here in the physical. So I would think, again, you know, I'm not taking away from all that's on his plate. But again, a 5-minute phone call, and if I started to talk about something deep, hey, you can cut me off. So I guess that's just, again, that not knowing, that inconsistency. There's still the love there and the emotions for my son and I both. I can't have sporadic conversation. It's just not some random guy, you know.
Right. Actually, I'm picking up that you've already told yourself that there is going to be a long-term detachment from him. That does not mean that the communication might be there on occasion, but your divine energy has already led you to understand that any semblance of a lot of time with him is not going to be beneficial to you or the child. I don't know how else to say this, but you've created a sense of detachment from him that appears to be good for you, and so be very clear with what you are asking as far as specifically from your divine source, your God energy, with being in your life.
Now, but again, going back to the original question, do the guides see him contacting us soon?
my feeling is no. No. Just don't count on it.
Okay. And I mean, is there a reason? I mean, is he unable to, or it's his personal choice? I just...
Okay. My sense is that, and it's, I mean, I'm not giving him the reading, so this is very,
right,
it's kind of an awkward way of you asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's my sense that he has already felt that you have created a detachment, a need for him, and so for him to want to attempt to try to communicate with you is in a lot of ways being thwarted because of how you have already established your own need to detach from him to protect your emotional balance,
mm-hmm,
your emotional physical balance. And so if what you really want is to have him more engaged into your life, then you need to probably look at yourself and follow your heart with what it is that you want, period.
Okay.
You're creating the block, the detachment right now. He's picking up on it. And so if that's what you want, fine. If it's not what you want, then it's time for you to work on talking to yourself very specifically about what it is that you could live with comfortably with him back into your life.
Okay.
So the clearer you become, Mandy, with where you see him in your life, not vaguely, but you have to be very clear with what it is that you feel like you can benefit from him being back in your life. And once you open up the opportunity for him to be there in some way, then
I guess that's
what
I'm afraid of. I guess that's
right
what
now,
I'm married to. Mm-hmm.
Right. But you're,
I'm
you're,
afraid
you're
of maybe that rejection, you know, like opening back up my heart and undetaching myself, which I have done as a protective mechanism, and then getting hurt again.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't want to have a false hope.
No. So, you know, you need to look at yourself in the face, Mandy, in the mirror, and very simply understand and talk to yourself about why you have felt the need to detach from his energy, because that's really what's happening. You really don't want him, right now you're telling yourself subconsciously, you really don't want him to call for whatever reason. If that's true, then settle with it. If it's not true, then talk to yourself about several benefits that could happen because of opening the communication. That doesn't mean getting back into a relationship if that's not what you want, but there could be benefits to opening up part of your world to allow him to complement part of your world in a positive way. And if that happens, then clearly it's going to benefit your son.
Yeah, as long as he's consistent. Again, I can't have the inconsistency for myself or my child. It's just, you know, you're getting along with your life and you think you're finally doing better, and then a knock on the door. It was like a ghost from the past. And now I just...
Right.
Some love that I guess I felt was lost by personal things that I went through with him, it's still there.
Yeah.
I didn't deal with it because out of sight, out of mind, to say the least. So now I'm just overwhelmed.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, this love is still here. you know, on top of that, seeing him with the child, and I don't have a number. I have no way of even expressing myself. I couldn't do it during the visit because I was just like in a fog. Yeah, you know, I was nowhere prepared. But then, of course, like anything, you know, after he left, and you know, you calm down and you think and analyze how the visit went, and now to express myself like I am to you, I can't reach him.
Right. Well, your higher conscious is protecting you right now, and communication is the most important thing right now for you.
Right.
You
right.
talking to yourself. You may feel the need to actually sit down with a piece of paper and say, what two things could I live with, be happy about, if I had the opportunity for him to come back and participate in part of my life? You have the control of making the decision as to how involved you want to be with him. We don't know what his feelings are. And he clearly isn't in a position at this point to communicate to you because you've created this sense of detachment that's affecting both of you. You run your part of the deal. What it is you think you want, could benefit from, one or two things, and if and when he does call and he wants to talk seriously, you have your plan as to how him being in your life could possibly be a compliment for you.
Right.
And then wait and see what happens. If he has been doing some reflective thinking and feeling and realizes that there's a couple things that he would be willing to do better or differently, if you allowed him back into you and your son's life, that's fine. But you're wasting your time with worrying about the 20 questions that can't be answered by him right now. You deal with yourself and what you feel you could live with, what could benefit you, mm-hmm. and you set the guidelines. You set the ground rules. It's all about you communicating to yourself first and being clear with what you can live with and then being able to communicate that to him.
Okay.
And I hope you've got to be specific. Be specific with what you want, what could make you happy with this situation.
Mm-hmm. I started writing him a letter, but of course I don't know how I could even get to him. I guess, you know, it was the only way to get out what I'd been feeling the last few days. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a good idea to still try to pursue a way to get this letter to him, or?
It depends on what your intention for the letter is to him.
Okay.
And you have to answer that. I don't know what your intention is. I don't know what it is that you would want to gain by communicating to him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling yourself that it's easier for you to write down your feelings about him and share with him that way than it is to talk to him in person about your feelings?
Right. Mm-hmm. At this point.
I really do wish you all the best, but I'm going to go back to what I first said. You have
mm-hmm.
created a sense of self-detachment from this fellow. And
mm-hmm.
so you've got to decide what it is that you're willing to do to, if anything, to open up an energetic connection that could be something positive for you. And if you are not sensing something positive from having him back into your life, then you're going to continue to be detached.
Okay, Mary. Thank you so much for taking your time this afternoon.
You're welcome. I wish you all the best, Mandy. I know this isn't the best situation, but right now,
I appreciate your words.
Right now, God is working with you and what is best for you. Not best for him, what's best for you.
Okay. I certainly hope so.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have the rest of a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Goodbye to you both. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
We are going to be wrapping it up here. I let it go a little bit over because we started late, but it's time to wrap up the show. So I encourage you, Mary, to mention once again your website and any way that the listeners can get in touch with you, because it was a really remarkable show, and I know people are going to be interested in how to reach out and connect to you directly. Do you want to give your website and phone number, contact information?
Absolutely. I have really enjoyed this hour, and thank you for filling in for Angel and making sure I was on the right time frame here. bless my heart. I didn't want to miss my opportunity today to share
show.
With so many wonderful
really
people. Thank
yeah.
you. My website, again, to view and consider purchasing this beautiful energetic art that can have so much positive benefit for all of you listeners is LifeForceEnergeticArt.com. I also have information about my intuitive energy sessions on the website. And please remember that through January 31st, I am offering 50% off of an intuitive session. And you can access that information on my website also. I want to thank everybody that has been listening today for allowing me to share my insights on color and energy, the chakras, energy balancing, breathing exercises. Please remember Facebook, connect with my Facebook page, and I will have other energetic exercises on a weekly basis that could be helpful to so many of you. And I appreciate everybody's time today.
All right. Thank you very much. And don't forget to follow Mary's show on the fourth Sunday of every month at 10 a.m. If you click follow, then you will get email reminders to let you know that she's on the air. Thank you again for joining us here on Community Spirit Talk. And we hope you have the rest of the day go just as beautifully as this morning did. Thank you and good night.